This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man was shot dead last night in Station Hill, St. Michael. Two new opposition senators officially welcomed in the upper house. Government taking steps to address a growing monkey population. The HIV/AIDS Commission doing more to address the scourge of discrimination. And one dead, nine injured in a Super Bowl parade shooting in the U.S. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A 32-year-old man is dead after being shot in Station Hill, St. Michael. Police say the incident occurred around 6:15 last evening in First Avenue, Godding Road, Station Hill, St. Michael, where the victim lived. Reports stated that the man was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by private car, but was pronounced dead on arrival. The two newly appointed opposition senators have been officially welcomed in the upper house. Senators Tricia Watson and Ryan Walters made their first appearance in the Senate yesterday after being sworn in at State House on Tuesday. They were both greeted by the President of the Senate and other members, while exiting Senators Dr. Christina Hines and Dr. Charleston Brathwaite were recognized for their contributions. Delivering an introductory speech, Ms. Watson highlighted the importance of senators, especially at this time, and said she will continue serving the interest of Barbadians.
My observation is that in the last 5 years, the Senate has become the vanguard of democracy in Barbados, given the severe imbalance, or no balance whatsoever, in the other chamber. And I think that is how Barbadians feel, that senators have a special responsibility at this time in our history to represent the people of Barbados, to stand in the breach. I have felt that myself, and I think you, members of the Senate, your work has received special attention as a result of that renewed interest and the import of the work of the Senate. That is very important to me, all the more so now that I have joined you, and it is my intention to satisfy the interests of the people of Barbados.
Meantime, Mr. Walters voiced his commitment to representing the people of Barbados.
I am young. Will I make mistakes? It is very likely I will. Will I live up to the expectations of all? It is very unlikely I will do so. But will I give of my best? I say to Barbadians, I will give of my best. I am here to learn and to grow, to be better able to serve the interests of the people of Barbados in years to come. I am here to serve the best interests and to be a voice for the people of Barbados.
Senators Tricia Watson and Ryan Walters. Government is putting measures in place to address a growing monkey population and the impact it's having on the farming sector. This was revealed by Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir. Some farmers have been complaining that the increasing number of monkeys on the island is having a devastating effect on crop production. Mr. Weir said that government has increased its bounty to hunters for the monkeys as it seeks to reduce the local population.
We have taken a paper to cabinet just before I went off on holiday. And the cabinet did agree that we would start back a program to deal with the increase of the monkey population in Barbados. And that I'm also flagging as one of my priorities. That we have increased the bounty to the hunters. It goes from $15 to $25. But we can't just cull all the monkeys, and I want to make that clear. We have to have a program that also, in a very humane way, speaks to how we deal with capturing and working with the Barbados Wildlife Reserve.
He, however, stressed that getting rid of all monkeys is not the answer.
People have been asking me to get rid of the monkeys. I've heard people come on this program, some who are involved in agriculture, speaking about how to destroy monkeys. I'm saying that we have to put a culling program, and I've increased the bounty to $25. But we also have to approach this in a very humane way so that we don't go about destroying all the monkeys we have in Barbados, because they're part of our biodiversity. And I've also said that over and over. But this angst to do things and do things hastily oftentimes runs us in problems.
Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir. The National HIV/AIDS Commission is heightening its educational initiatives in order to address the challenge of discrimination. This, according to Public Relations Officer with the Commission, Fabian Todd. He says, although educational information is being disseminated, some people living with HIV or AIDS are still being discriminated against. He was speaking on the sidelines of the Commission's Love, Health and Fitness Fair held at the Warren's office complex.
As it is, you know, we have seen the levels go down, but not totally gone away, and that is stigma and discrimination. We put the information out there. It is readily available. It is simple. It is tailored to various audiences, but there are still pockets of individuals who are not heeding the message and who are not doing the right thing. So hence why, you know, we say the fight is not over. We cannot give up. We will continue to spread our message far and wide here in Barbados.
Mr. Todd said the fair saw scores of Barbadians in attendance as the commission incorporated pampering services to get their message across. There was also blood testing and other medical services offered at the site.
There were two main elements which were part of this intervention here, the Manaware, which is targeted mainly to men, and we try to group men together in an informal, comfortable setting where they feel freely to speak about any topic. And the barbershop is one of the key elements of Manaware. In this barbershop, the barbers are trained HIV educators, and along with the people sitting and waiting for a haircut, there's someone there trained as well to stimulate dialogue with them about men's health in general. Then there was the Speak Sister aspect. Speak Sister is a program which the commission launched about, I would say, a decade and a half ago, but we have rejuvenated it. This time around, there is the pampering section for the females. And while these services are being conducted, there are people there who engage them in wholesome conversation about HIV and AIDS.
Public Relations Officer with the National HIV/AIDS Commission, Fabian Todd. A senior blood collecting technician is urging the family of people who require blood not to use social media to request it, stressing it could pose problems. Wendy Lord tells Starcom Network News, when these online posts are made, several people turn up to the center one time, which can impact the process. Her comments came as the organization hosted its special Valentine's Day blood drive at the National Blood Collecting Center.
Most often those social media posts, sometimes we don't know anything about them. If your family member go to the hospital and you are told that you need 2 units of blood, that is not anything that you can get among your family members and do. So when you go and put it on social media, one, you get a lot of calls about it, and then we are not able to answer those calls, and then you have a lot of people coming down unnecessarily. You know, sometimes we explain to them, blood lasts 35 days, so if 10 of you come here to give for your relative today, that blood is going to expire all the same time. So if they need blood over a period of time, then it may make sense to stagger it. So putting those posts on social media, we'd rather you call us and have a conversation with us and let us explain how you go about the procedure. But when you just take pictures and put your blood and put your relative, yes, it appeals to people's heart, but are you getting the right response?
Ms. Lord assures the public there is no shortage of blood at the blood bank.
Every day, Monday to Friday and half day on Saturdays, we collect blood, and for the last couple of years since COVID, our blood numbers have been up. You may want a particular type of blood at a particular time, and they just have to call, they communicate with us, the blood bank will communicate with us, and we have voluntary donors that we can call. So we don't usually have national cries anymore for blood like previous years. That would have been previous to COVID, previous to maybe the 2020, that we would have asked these people to put out that we had shortage of blood, but we have not had that in recent times at all. And that's why we're encouraging people to give voluntarily so that our blood bank would have a well-stocked blood supply.
Senior blood collecting technician at the National Blood Collecting Center, Wendy Lord. And finally, one person has died and 9 have been injured in a shooting in Kansas City, Missouri, near a Super Bowl victory parade. Shots were fired west of Union Station, near where thousands were gathered for the parade following the Kansas City Chiefs' victory on Sunday. A fire department official told the BBC that 3 of the victims were in critical condition and 5 were seriously injured. Police said that 2 armed people have been taken into custody. Videos shared on social media showed officers streaming into the busy station and victims being taken away by ambulance. Recapping the headlines, a man shot dead last night in Station Hill, St. Michael. Two new opposition senators officially welcomed in the upper house. Government taking steps to address a growing monkey population. The HIV/AIDS Commission doing more to address the scourge of discrimination. And one dead, nine injured in a Super Bowl parade shooting in the U.S. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow on Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.